morning, Ireland, 10 to 9, and it's day two of the papal conclave in Rome. Last night, we saw the black smoke showing that no pope had been elected on the first day by the cardinals in the Sistine Chapel. Joining us now, our reporter, Cian McCormack, and you're coming to us this morning, Cian, from a different location. Tell us why you've moved compared to where you were yesterday in St. Peter's Square.
Yeah, well, you're joining me from the rooftop of the Order of St. Augustine's International Monastery. And the move, Áine, it was really one of necessity, because since the conclave started, the mobile phone network has been just dropping in and out, and that doesn't get me to air. There's two reasons for that, really. The first is because since the conclave started, the Vatican has cut phone services, and the second is just the sheer volume of people here with mobile phones, and for that reason I've moved to the RTE TV point. And if you're watching on the news channel, you'll see me standing with a perfect view out over the city and St. Peter's Basilica in the background.
So last night, day one over, people waiting, and waiting maybe a little longer than had been thought, but eventually black smoke.
Yeah, black smoke came, and you know, when you were there, Áine, you just really felt that you were witnessing history. Tens of thousands of people were packed into St. Peter's Square and all around that, and they were trying to get a view of what was happening. Nobody was waiting or expecting to wait for so long. Here's an audio diary from last night. But that sound that you hear is the sound of thousands of people clapping here at St. Peter's Square. They're looking towards the Sistine Chapel, towards the chimney on top, to see what type of smoke emerges after the first vote. Of course, if the smoke is black, it will tell us that a pope hasn't been elected. If it's white, well, then we'll know that a pope has been elected. Of course, the most likely scenario here tonight is that a pope will not be elected. But let's wait and see what happens.
Father Michael Glover, and I'm from the Archdiocese of Birmingham in England.
You're standing here since I arrived at about 7:30. How important is this to you?
Oh, it's very important. To not have a pope seems like there's a missing piece in the Catholic puzzle.
There's a lovely atmosphere here tonight. How would you describe it?
I think the atmosphere is quite joyful and expectant.
What kind of pope are you hoping to see? What qualities should that person have?
That's a bit of a million-dollar question, because like Jane and Michael from Mary Poppins composing their letter of the kind of nanny they want, every priest and every layperson throughout the world is going to have their own list of desires. Ultimately, as Cardinal Baptista Re in the homily for the Mass earlier for the election of the Pope said, somebody who builds communion, who restores bonds of peace and fraternity and fellowship amongst Catholics, amongst Christians, and among people of goodwill in the world.
Well, first of all, can you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Mohammed. I'm Italian-Jordanian.
It's a bit late.
It's too much late. Everybody is asking why that too much late, because we're waiting. Okay.
So, Mohammed, yes. What color? We just heard the scream going up.
Yeah, you see it. We just see it now. It's a black smoke. We have to assist again, maybe tomorrow.
We expected that. What do you want to see in a pope?
I want to see a pope who take care of the people, more human than a political pope.
Father Michael,
how you doing?
I come back over to you. It's now 9:00. Well, what's your feeling now? Is that your first time seeing smoke?
It is the first time seeing my smoke. And I've only ever seen it on telly before, but to see it live is quite exciting.
Yeah, what does it feel like then? You being a priest and all.
It's a dramatic moment with something so simple. It seems to have drawn so many people together, waiting for this sign which they were expecting. But the fact that they've seen it all, and we've seen it all, it just seems really joyous.
Well, joining me now is Vatican journalist Sean Patrick Lovett. Sean Patrick, you've covered five conclaves.
Six if you include the movie.
Okay, right. Fair enough. The black smoke came at 9:00 last night. Some people thought that was a bit late, as you could hear in the package there. How does that compare to other conclaves?
Well, you know, again, we journalists love words like unprecedented and never before in the history of the world. But in reality, waiting 3 hours for what we kind of knew was going to be black smoke anyway was rather unprecedented. And I don't know about you, I didn't get any dinner last night, so if you can hear my tummy rumbling in the background, that's why.
But was it a delay? Is that significant? Does it, you know, set the tone for what's to come?
Okay, so if I got, you know, €1 for every time a journalist asked me that question, I could have bought a beach house in Cork. So I think there are three reasons, very, very quickly, and they are these. One, you've been saying for ages it is an unprecedented conclave. It's the biggest conclave in the history of the world. 133 men in that room, each of whom has to walk all the way up the Sistine Chapel to place his vote. You can't kind of say, excuse me, would you place my vote for me? No, you have to do it. And some of them, I know, have bad knees. So that already would take time. Second point, Cardinal Parolin, who was giving the meditation, the reflection, could have been carried away by the atmosphere and gone on a bit longer than he should have. Third hypothesis, and this is one I like the best. As you know, all it takes is one little glitch, and the voting is invalid and they have to do it all over again. So what if one of the more enthusiastic, less competent, let's say less experienced cardinals thought it'd be fun to add an emoji to the name that he put on the card? Well, that would have invalidated the vote and they'd have to start all over. And that would have been why it took 3 hours.
Well, certainly a lot of speculation, but what can we expect today?
Well, we only have speculation, Cian, because we will never know what really happened because they took an oath of secrecy. So, I mean, speculation is all we've got. What we can expect now is, well, we can hope that they've got their act together and they know how it works, and the whole process will be speeded up.
Finally, what's the feeling about the next pope? What kind of pope could it be?
Yeah, okay, well, that's an unfair question because I worked with five, and Francis was kind of, yeah, I loved him very much and I miss him. And so if you do ask the question, which is, what kind of pope would I like? I want Francis back again.
Well, you won't get that, obviously. So what kind of pope can it be? Would he be more conservative or follow in the footsteps of Francis?
So I think Francis opened doors. He set a path. He set a program. And you can't really go back. The church is not about going back. It's impossible. You have to keep going. And that's a path of openness, the voice of the voiceless, opening it, being going out to the peripheries, as he loved to say. So it's not going to be a Francis II, I don't think. But at least the characteristics, I hope, will be carried forward.
Sean Patrick Lovett, Vatican reporter, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, Áine, that's it from the rooftop here at the Order of St. Augustine's International Monastery. We'll have more, We'll have more updates on RT News on the conclave throughout the day. But until then, it's back to you in Dublin.
Thank you, Cian. And we'll have the 9 o'clock news after these.